We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by D.A. Davidson, Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, Postal Annex Plus, Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, Banner Bank, Dale Graves, with the Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, Total Comfort Solutions, Community Bank, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Walla Walla Transmission, the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, Burn Street RV, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Crop Production Services, Baker Boyer Bank, Animal Clinic East, Abagin Motors, Connor's Mr. Carpet, Gisa Credit Union, Valley Vision Clinic, Doyle Electric, Concrete Industries, and Super One Foods. And now here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live again from Centralia, Washington, site of the State 2B Baseball Championship, sponsored by the WIAA and the Dairy Farmers of Washington and Les Schwab Tires. The site, Wheeler Field, on the campus of Centralia High School. It's a beautiful facility. I had a chance to visit with some folks after the ball game last night that the Irish won against Adna in the semifinals to get to this point. This field is used on a daily basis from spring through summer. Babe Ruth teams, Centralia High School, various tournament play, Centralia Community College plays their home games here as well. A nice facility, and you couldn't ask for better weather anywhere in the state, especially on the west side, just off of I-5 here in Centralia. As I got up this morning, not a cloud in the sky. There are some fluffy white clouds now. Sun-drenched field, mid-70s our temperature. A perfect day for baseball. Bit breezy at times. There's no flag up in center field, so can't really gauge exactly the way the breeze is blowing. But there'll be a little breeze today, just enough to take the heat off here in the last day of May, the last day of spring sports in the state of Washington. A lot of championships to be decided today. It's Spring Fest. The Irish boys are looking for their 19th state championship. Their opponent, the Napavine Tigers, warming up as I speak in their bright orange jerseys, white pants, black numbers, black hats with orange striping on them. So it'll be the Irish versus the Napavine Tigers. The Sales under head coach Kim Cox looking for their 19th state title. We'll be back with the pregame notes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station, and finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back here in Centralia as Napa Vine continues their warm-ups led by their head coach, Brian Bullock. Tigers 15-7. As we look at the bracket, the Spring Fest Baseball State Championship bracket, they went played in the regional at Adna High School. They beat Napa Vine, or excuse me, they beat Tri-City Prep, the number 3 seed out of the Irish's League, 7-6. Then they beat Tudor Lake, 8-2, to advance to the state semifinals yesterday. And they beat Asotin, 3-1. Asotin chose to save Bo Magnuson, their ace pitcher. And I've seen it many times. It backfired as they lose the game 3-1. The Panthers committed 3 errors. Napa Vine's pitcher scattered 7 hits, gave up just the 1 run, and the Asotin Panthers were knocked into the consolation bracket where they beat Adna this morning 7-0. The Irish path, after losing to Asotin in the district tournament, they traveled up to Spokane, Avista Stadium last weekend, beat Colfax 6-3, scored 5 runs in the first inning, made it stand up, only 2 hits in the ball game, and then the regional championship, they beat Northwest Christian 4-2, scoring 4 runs in the fourth inning on only 3 hits for the game. So the Irish, 5 hits in 2 games in the regionals. Coming to the state semifinals, the offense needed to get going, and it got going in a big way yesterday against the Adna Pirates. 13 runs on 13 hits, 3 runs in the first, a big 7 spot in the second inning, a 5 inning 13-0, 10-run whitewashing of the Adna Pirates, the Irish opponent in last year's state championship game. Adam Eskel, the number 2 pitcher for the Irish, or 1A, if you will, got the win, held Adna to just 1 hit. So Napa Vine and DeSales will take on each other in the state championship. The Irish hustling onto the field as I speak to take their warm-ups, the forest green jerseys, with the white numbers and the gold trim. They'll wear the white pants today. They wore the gray pants yesterday. Clint Hale, Irish assistant coach, will lead the infield process under the tutelage of head coach Kim Cox. And it's Spring Fest weekend, as we mentioned, across the state. Irish athletes have been in competition all week. If you weren't with us yesterday, we were able to announce and congratulate our golf program. Head coach Long Olson took 8 golfers to the state tournament this past week, 4 boys and 4 girls. The boys team followed up their state championship from last year by finishing 2nd this year, placing 3 golfers in the top 10. Luke Lyons led the way with an 8th place finish. Scott Kimball and Jared Conan tied for 10th. On the girls' side, Emily Baumgart, the sophomore, the individual state champion, and her scores were impressive. At any level, she may have been the top golfer. I haven't seen the scores from the 4A tournament, 3A, 2A, 1A, but Emily shot a 73-71 in 2 days. She won by 43 strokes over the second place finisher. So Emily Baumgart, state 2B girls golf champion, congratulations to her and Coach Lon Olson and all of the Irish golfers. The track team under head coach Mike Scheel is competing up in Cheney as we speak, the Spring Fest track meet. These athletes are in the finals. The 4x200 girls relay team of Brittany Lennon, Stacia Deal, Skylar Olson, and Allison Wujek are in the finals. Allison Wujek has also made the finals in the 100-meter hurdles. She is high jumping today. Greg Fazari, Irish athletic director, has been texting me results. I know she's involved in the high jump right now, and Skylar Olson will be throwing the shot put today as well. Anna Rudman, Amy Elmeners, also members of the girls' contingent at state. On the boys' side, Isaiah Scheel is competing in 4 events this week. I'm not sure how he's doing in any of those. Sergio Pena is up there in the 300 hurdle. Both relay teams, the 4x100 and the 4x400, are competing. Dominic Kjellgaard, Isaac Mata, Braden Kimball, and Isaiah Scheel are the relay men. I know that Isaac Mata, who runs the 800 meters, has qualified for the finals. I know that Juan Cortez, who's running the 3,200 meters, will race today. So we'll try to get those updates to you as we go. Also in Yakima, the Lady Iris softball team under head coach Russ Vera is doing very well. Yesterday they won twice, beating Bridgeport 18-0, and then coming back to beat Morton White Pass 3-2 after trailing 2-0. And that has the Lady Iris in the state semifinals in Yakima. That first pitch was at noon. They are in progress. My last update with their opponent, Tudor Lake, is they are tied at 2 with the Lady Iris batting in the bottom of the third inning. If the Lady Iris can win that one, they will play for the state softball championship at 4 p.m. against either Napa Vine or Agna. Should they lose, they would play at 2 o'clock against a team that's traveling through the loser's bracket. If the Lady Iris are guaranteed at least a top 5 finish in the state, if they can beat Tudor Lake in that semifinal matchup going on right now, they'll guarantee themselves either first or second. So very good news for all the Irish athletes here in the postseason, and the Irish boys are getting warmed up and ready to play the Napa Vine Tigers. The Irish, under head coach Kim Cox, looking for their 19th state title under Coach Cox's leadership. We'll be right back with a closer look at today's matchup on 100.7 FM KHSF.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Value, integrity, honesty. These are all words with deep meaning. And at Total Comfort Solutions, we take these words very seriously. The value we provide our customers goes way beyond just the bottom line. It is service after the sale and our passionate and caring support for our customers. We believe that our commitment to your customer experience will define our success. Give us a call, Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868, or check us out on the web at totalcs.biz. Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back watching the Irish warm up in the infield. It's kind of been a generic warm up for the Irish. Boy, Isaiah Standard just made a great play. A two hopper went second hop, bounced behind him. He's barehanded it. Anyway, when the Irish have their full pregame warm up going, it is very impressive to watch. In fact, several ADNA student athletes are sitting just in front of me as I'm in the top 10th row, the top row, the center section of seating here. Press box very congested, which is okay. West Side radio station has the radio booth commandeered, and that's all right because it's beautiful weather to be out here in the wide open here at Leader Field. But anyway, the ADNA players were commenting that last year at the state tournament, we played the Pirates for the state championship, beat them 5-0. It was so impressive, they said, to watch our pregame warm-up. And kind of a modified version of the fully extended pregame warm-up that Coach Cox's teams are well-known for at the B level across the state. It's a thing of beauty when there's baseballs flying all over the place. Execution is key. Anyway, fun to watch the Irish boys baseball team warm up in the state championship venue here at Wheeler Field here in Centralia, Washington. Napa Vine got here by beating Tri-City Prep and Tooth Lake in their regional. Then they beat Asotin 3-1 yesterday. Asotin one run, seven hits, but committed three errors. Napa Vine put up single runs in the first, second, and third inning. Made it stand up for the 3-1 win as the Asotin Panthers coaching staff chose to save their number one hurler, Bo Magnuson. Did not throw their number one pitcher, but could only help their number two guy by scoring just one run against Napa Vine. And while that was going on, after that ball game, DeSales was beating Adna 13-0, and the game was over quickly. Five-inning game stopped via the 10-run rule, and the star players were galore for the Irish, leading the way for DeSales. Adam Eskel, the winning pitcher on the mound, was 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs at the plate. The senior closing out his career in style here in Centralia. Cameron Richmond, 2-for-3 at the plate with a double, a triple, and a couple of RBIs. And Isaiah Standard, the sophomore, 3-for-4 with a double and 4 runs batted in the ballgame as the Irish had a heyday against the Adna pitching staff. And the Adna defense had their struggles early as well as the Pirates committed 3 errors in that ballgame. Well, the Irish warm-ups are just finishing up. We're going to gather up the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, both teams have had their infield warm-ups, infield-mountfield warm-ups for the state championship game. The Wheeler Field grounds crew grooming the field for this state 2B championship game, sponsored by the WIAA Dairy Farmers of Washington and Les Schwab Tire Centers. The Irish boys going for their 19th title. Napa Vine Tigers baseball program playing in the state championship game for the first time. First time that the state tournament has been on the west side of the state in many, many years. Several people asking why. Why not in Yakima? Back all the way back to 1989 when the Irish won their first state title. That was actually played in the Kingdome. But then it was moved over. The state championship sites were moved over to the east side of the state, mainly for weather considerations, I think. And for several years, there was a rotation between Spokane Indian Stadium, now called Avista Stadium in Spokane, and Parker Field and Yakima County Stadium in Yakima. And then at some point, Yakima just became the site, centrally located in the state. The state 2B softball tournament was held there as well. and the 1A and 2B baseball tournaments would be held with winner's bracket games at County Stadium. And so the first day of competition in all the loser bracket games played at Parker Field on the campus of Yakima Valley Community College. Now, at some point, they moved all the 2B action over to Parker Field. And it seemed like over the course of a few years, the upkeep at Parker Field was less than championship level for late spring, early summer. And I think several schools voiced their opinions about that. WIA approached Parker Field on making some improvements to the way they hosted the tournament, and Parker Field said, no thank you. So then the tournament was moved to Ellensburg for a couple of years. Pretty nice facility, but the one bugaboo there was they had no lights. And the second year, last year of that tournament site, there was some rainy weather. It looked like there might be some delays, there were some delays, and there was some issues whether they could get the semifinal games in before it got dark. And I think the discussion by the WA was maybe we need to make sure it's a lighted field. And Wheeler Field here in Centralia put in a bid, and the weather gods have shined here on the west side. There's been nothing but sun here this weekend, and it's a beautiful facility for the ballgame. The umpires have come to the home plate area waiting for Irish head coach Ken Cox and Napa Vine head coach Brian Pollock to come out and exchange lineup cards and go through the lineups for this ballgame. The Irish boys will be in the third base dugout and be the designated home team. The Napa Vine Tigers will be down to my right in the bright orange uniforms. Napa Vine fans down in front of me. The Irish fans over to the left, out of my view with the press box in the way. I'm sitting just to the right of home plate. As I look straight out and extend my left hand, that would be just about even with home plate. Pitcher's mound in second base. I'm looking straight out at the deep right center power alley, number of 370 here on this field. No marks for distance down the line. It's about a 10-foot high fence all the way around the field. A lot of signage. And down the right field and left field line, it definitely juts in quickly. But I think if you yanked one down the line either way, it's probably 300 feet, maybe 310 at the most. And I bet it drops quickly to about 330. Just guess. Well, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch here from Wheeler Field, the Sales Irish, playing for their 19th state title today against the Napa Vine Tigers. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Choosing new flooring or countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget. Whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds, we use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call 522-0176.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The lineups have been announced. The Irish in the forest green on the third base line, the Napavine Tigers on the right field line, and the orange jerseys with the black. The Irish boys come across and shake hands, as is their tradition, wishing the Napavine Tigers the best of luck. The Irish players shaking hands with the Napavine players and coaching staff. The Irish coaching staff choosing not to come out of the dugout for the announcements. Just the players. They've already had the national anthem. That was played before the Adna-Asotin consolation game. Asotin winning that one 7-0. So District 9 has been well represented in the 2B baseball. Obviously, the Irish have consistently been there at the top, playing today for their 19th title. Tri-City Prep made it to the regional competition, losing to these Napavine Tigers by one run in the regional tournament last weekend. Asotin made it all the way here to the semifinals, beat Adna today to finish third. The Irish will be the designated visitors, I guess. I thought they were the designated home team. Nope, they've got the batting helmets on. We're ready to go. So let's take a look at the lineups. They will set the Napavine defense first because they're going to be on defense to start this game. At first base, J.T. Kaut. He's a senior, the only senior on the Napavine roster, a very young team as you listen to the ages as they get their lineup. The second baseman, Van Fagerman. He's a freshman. His twin brother, Matt Fagerness, is at shortstop. So the middle of the defense, twin brothers, freshman, Sam at first, or excuse me, at second, and Mac Fagerson at shortstop. At third base is Jensen Lindsay, a junior. And left field, Caleb Sisson, a junior. And then Cole Dowdy, also a junior, will be in center field. Dowdy went the distance against the Panthers on the mound in the semifinals. Very athletic player, held the Panthers to just one run. And in right field, Tyler McCarty, a junior. And the catcher-pitcher battery for Napavine. Behind the plate, Brady Woodrum, a junior. And the pitcher, for the second day in a row, the Irish will face a freshman on the mound. Wyatt Stanley for Napavine, just a freshman, pitching in the state championship game. Yesterday, Adna threw two guys against DeSales, both of them freshmen, and they were not up to state championship caliber play as the Irish pounded 13 hits for their 13 runs. The newspaper actually had the Irish for 14 hits. So that's the defense for the Napavine Tigers. I'm going to stand up now as I've been sitting because we are ready to go. I'm in the top row of the stands, and Cameron Richmond will step in to lead it off for the Irish. 385 hitter, 2-for-3. With a double and a triple yesterday. He'll also be the pitcher of record today. Takes the first pitch across the letters for strike one. Napavine just down I-5 and off the freeway a little bit from here. Much closer, obviously, than the Irish, all the way in the southeast corner of the state. Glad to bring the broadcast back to you in Walla Walla. Next pitch, low and outside for a ball. Count even in a ball and a strike on Richmond. Coach Koch claps his hand, says, let's go to his talented junior, who will be on the mound today. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Stanley. Strike on the outside corner again. One ball, two strikes on Richmond. The pitching counterparts going at it right away to start this championship game. Catcher setting up way outside for this pitch, and that's where it is, in the dirt, a waste pitch. Cameron lays off. working the count 2-2. That's what the Irish did so well yesterday against the freshman Burdick from at full counts throughout the first two innings. Wore out the freshman pitcher. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, bounces in the left-hand batter's box. So Cameron has worked that count full, allowing his teammates, who are all up on the railing of the chain link in front of the third base dugout, allowing the teammates to get a look at Stanley, the freshman pitcher. Here's a 3-2 pitch out of the line. Outside for ball four. So Cameron will jog on down to first base, and the Irish threatening the Tigers right away with a base runner at first base. Now bring up Darryl Galloway. Darryl, hitless yesterday, 2-for-8 in 4 postseason games with a double and an RBI. Senior, one of 3 seniors on the Irish roster, closing out his career here in the state championship game. First pitch over for strike one. Darryl looked to be taking all the way. Cameron has pretty good speed over there at first base. We'll see if they test it. Here's the stretch by Stanley. Very long pause. Now the play to the pitch to the plate high for ball one. Brought the catcher out of his stance, but he came up with it. Got to keep a tight hold on my notes as I'm out here in the stands enjoying the fresh air. No place to put my notes. And there's just enough of a breeze. Next pitch, also off the mark, ball two. So Darryl comes counting his favor, 2-1 to the 333 hitter. Next pitch, also high. So after the leadoff walk, the freshman pitcher, Wyatt Stanley, struggling a little bit. Darryl swings that aluminum bat. It's multicolored, including a big orange spot at the top of the bat. And the next pitch is high for ball four. So the Irish have the first two on via the walk, and Adam Eskel. What a day for Adam yesterday, the senior. 4-for-4, the winning pitcher. Got the sportsmanship medallion as well. Leads the team in average at 529, RBIs with 29. Has not struck out all season long. Stanley. Stretch, pitch to Eskel is high and away. On deck, Matt Jubb. Coach Cox has all 3 of his seniors right in a row in the batting order. Next pitch also high to Eskel. So Wyatt Stanley missing high, rubbing down the baseball as he takes the glove off. Richmond down at second. Galloway at first. They're not holding Galloway on at all. Stanley checks the runner. 2-0 pitch high. So the freshmen, they watched the Irish pound Adna for 13 hits. Now he's doing some ground keeping out front as the wind picks up. Probably hear it gusting on the crowd mic. Here's a 3-0 pitch all the way outside. 4-pitch walk. So the bases are loaded with Irish here in the state championship game here in the top of the first inning. Matt Jubb, no place to put him. 375 hitter, 23 RBIs on the season. He was 1-for-4 yesterday, walked twice and scored. A couple players come to encourage Wyatt Stanley. His classmate Sam Fagerson, fellow freshman, comes in from second base. The catcher, Brady Woodrum, junior, comes in as well. Only one senior on this Napa Vine team. Defense is in on the grass at the corners, double play depth at shortstop and second base. First pitch to Jubb is high and away. Matt stands in from the left side, puts his toes right on the inside edge of that chalk line on the left-hand batter's box. Next pitch, strike right down the middle. Matt Jubb steps out with 1 foot, resets himself. Chance to do some damage here early. 1-1 pitch, hit to the second base side, scoop nicely to second. It's late, they call him out, wow. Adam Eskel out of second base. The second baseman, Fagerson, fielded the ball going to his left. Spun, had his back to second base, spun all the way around. They were able to get Eskel out on the fielder's choice. On the play, Richmond comes in to score. So Jupp gets the RBI on the fielder's choice. Eskel is out 4-6 for the first out of the inning. Galloway is at third. And Jupp is on at first base. One run in for the Irish. Connor Richard, the right fielder today, hitting 304, the junior number five hitter. 1-for-4, scored a run yesterday. Hits it hard back up the middle, but past the diving shortstop for a base hit. And Connor Richard drives in Darryl Galloway with a solid base hit right back up the middle. No defense there. Tigers in the shortstop. Mack made a dive for it. So Connor, a solid RBI single, and the Irish are up 2-0 here in the top of the first inning. Runners at first and second now for Isaiah Standard, who had the big game yesterday, 3-for-4 with a double and 4 RBI. First pitch over to Isaiah is a ball. Irish up 2-0. They put 3 up yesterday in the first inning against Adnan on their way to a 10-run win. Now Stanley will step off. Jupp and Connor Richard retreat, not holding the runner at first base at all. Next pitch is called strike on Standard. 1-ball, 1-strike. Already the 6th batter to come to the plate here in the top of the first inning for Kim Cox's DeSales Irish, leading 2-0 in this state championship contest. Next pitch, check swing, goes off the chain link. Got a Napa Vine fan to flinch there a little bit. They've got a nice crowd below me and to my right. Very close, down I-5 just a ways. Their first ever state championship appearance in baseball. Their coach, Brian Bullock, said it was an honor to play against the Irish program. That was a quote in the newspaper. Nice scoop and a stop by the catcher on a pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Brady Woodrum. Good footwork, smothered the ball, but bounced in the left-hand batter's box. 2-2 to Standard. Having said that, Brian Bullock said, hey, we're in it to win it. But very complimentary of the DeSales Irish baseball program under head coach Ken Cox. Isaiah Standard takes the next pitch for a ball, and the count is full. Next pitch, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Isaiah thought he had ball 4. Instead, the man in black behind the plate says, nope. And that's 2 outs. So now Zach Leahy will try to keep it going with 2 outs. Zach, the freshman, 390 hitter, takes high for ball 1. Zach has 1 postseason hit, scored a run yesterday in the semifinal game. Jupp at second, Richard at first. 2 outs, 2 runs are in here in the top of the first inning. Next pitch is also high by Stanley. Freshman for Napa Vine trying to survive this first inning. Missed high a lot. In his stretch, checking Jupp at second base. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Off the corner outside for ball 3. Tyler Jacobson, the number 8 hitter on deck. 3-0 pitch by Stanley on the way. Up and in, ball 4. So it's the second 4-pitch walk of the inning. The first, second, third, fourth walk overall. And timeout by Napa Vine as Brian Bullock wants to talk to his coach, or excuse me, his pitcher, as the bases are loaded with 2 outs. Jupp is at third, Richard at second, and Leahy, who's the catcher today, will go back to the dugout. In high school baseball, they have what's called a courtesy runner for your pitcher and your catcher. Speeds up the game. That way, Zach Leahy can go into the dugout, get his catcher's gear on, be ready to go. And running at first base, it looks like Chris Lopez. So Lopez running at first. Bases are loaded for Tyler Jacobson. Tyler had a double down the third baseline yesterday against Adnan. It's a 234 hitter on the season, but a good guy to have at the bottom of your order because he's a good contact hitter. Stanley will work out of the windup after the timeout. I guess they have to call time to visit to the mound, and Jacobson takes strike 1. Bases loaded. Infield is back with 2 outs. Left fielder's playing very deep right now. Tyler can bloop one into left field. He's got a sure hit. Next pitch is low to Jacobson. Ball and a strike. Stanley, the tall freshman, pitch in the dirt. Backhanded by the catcher Whitford. Woodrum, 2-1. No place to put Jacobson. Stanley from the line. Called strike on the outside corner, chest high. 2-2 count. Tyler protecting the plate here with two strikes. Stanley looks in for the sign from Woodrum. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Hit right back up the middle. Fagerson's got it at shortstop, steps on the bag, and that'll end the inning. Now the Lions fans are relieved and clapping for the orange-clad Tigers, but the Irish get two runs on one hit. There were no Tiger errors and three Irish left on base. We'll keep it here, set the defense for DeSales, and talk about the batting order for the Tigers. So the Irish get one run on one hit, no errors, and three base runners left. But they get a two spot with Napavine coming to bat. Let's set the defense for DeSales. At first base, Matt Jubb, a senior. Keep in mind these three seniors closing out their DeSales careers athletically here on the final day of the spring season. They've also finished their academic year up. Tuesday there will be the senior breakfast, which alumni are invited to, by the way. Then there'll be an awards ceremony for the whole school during the day Tuesday. Seniors will clean out their lockers, and then baccalaureate math next Saturday, and then graduation that evening. At second base, Tyler Jacobson, the junior. Isaiah Sanders at shortstop. Adam Estill, the winning pitcher yesterday. The senior is over at third base. The left field is Jackson Kent, the junior. Center field, Darryl Galloway, the senior. And right field, Connor Richards. The catcher behind the plate today, the freshman, Zach Leahy, who played right field yesterday. And on the mound, Cameron Richmond, a 9-1 record for the junior, a .77 ERA, the undisputed ace of the Irish staff. 122 strikeouts on the year, has walked just 25 batters, but he did walk 11 of those 25 in the Colfax Regional Contest. So Cameron, his last outing, not his best by any means. He's quickly ahead, no balls and two strikes from the Napavine leadoff hitter. And the next pitch misses low. The leadoff hitter is Sam Fagerson, the second baseman. He's a freshman. One ball, two strikes to the quick-working Cameron Richmond. Next pitch hit hard to left field, right at Jackson Kent, and he makes the catch. Hit it right on the nose, but Kent didn't even have to move, just had to reach up and stab the hard hit ball by Fagerson. So the good news for the Tigers, they tagged it hard. The good news for the Irish, the defense was placed perfectly. Richmond working quickly to Wyatt Stanley, his pitching counterpart, misses low for ball one. Stanley, 0-for-4 with a strikeout yesterday against the Sotans, swing and a miss with this pitch. On deck is Cole Doughty, junior for the Tigers. Stanley, the freshman, breaking ball, stays inside from Cameron. Cameron works very fast. I noticed Colfax in the regional tournament did a good job of stepping out whenever they could to break his rhythm. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss by Stanley. Count evens at two balls, two strikes. Freshman in, ready to go again. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Cameron Richmond gets the strike out there, working quickly. And Cole Doughty now will stand in. So Cameron working with the 2-0 lead. Doughty wants to dig in. Now he'll step out, fix the batting glove. He's ready to go. First pitch, fastball right on the outside corner, framed nicely by Leahy. Leahy, the freshman catcher. Next pitch, so number off the end of the bat, slow roller to Jacobson to second base. He'll scoop, throw to first. Tough, drops the ball. And safe at first is Doughty. Matt Jubb, who's one of those, I'm going to run the first to the dugout and celebrate with my teammates, and it went off his hand. So an error on Matt Jubb, and Doughty is safe at first base with two outs. I'll bring up Jensen Lindsay, who was 1-for-2 with a double against the Soton yesterday. Game the Tigers won against the Panthers 3-1. First pitch a ball, next pitch also way outside. The Tiger players up against the screen of their dugout. A little two-out rally here. Oh, and Griffin drills Lindsay in the back. So just like that, the Irish on the verge of a 1-2-3 inning. And now two runners are on. Doughty reached base on the air, is down in scoring position now for Brady Woodrum. Woodrum was the top hitter against the Soton yesterday. 2-for-3 with a run batted in. Swing and a miss by Woodrum. Strike one. Irish up 2-0. Sales trying to survive an error here in the bottom of the first inning defensively. Cameron goes sidewinder, and it gets by Leahy all the way to the screen. Cameron reached down and submarined that one, and Leahy has no chance at it as it goes all the way to the screen. So a wild pitch there moves the runners up, and the count even to ball and strike on Woodrum. Check swing? No, he did not check it. He went, says the umpire and the Irish faithful. One ball, two strikes on Woodrum. Runners at second and third. The Irish up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch, pop foul behind me and out of play into the parking lot, right off the sunroof. We've got at least two rigs off the sunroof, and one off the side of another. Here's the 1-2 pitch again. Reach out a little chopper to Standard at second to shortstop. Pop across. He's got it. This time Matt squeezes it at first, and that's the end of the inning. So no run, no Napa Vine hits, one Irish error, two runners left on base. So we played one complete inning of this state championship game. The Sales leads Napa Vine 2-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When we say that Community Bank is local money working for local people, it means quite a few things to us. It means that we use the money you invest with us to benefit the people in this community by making loans for homes and businesses. It means we utilize our best resource, our employees, to volunteer in local programs and projects aimed at improving our communities. And it means that we contribute to the local economy by supporting the businesses and nonprofits in the area. Come see us to find out what local money working for local people means to you. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the top of the second inning. Sales have 8 batters to the plate in the top of the first inning, but left 3 of them stranded on the base paths. But do lead 2-0. Kobe Morris will lead off the bottom of the second, top of the second, excuse me, for the Irish. Kobe, this base grader takes strike one. Kobe, yesterday, 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs and scored a run. One of his RBIs, the base was loaded with blocks, or was it an infield hit? Actually, he's had 3 RBIs in the postseason. He pops this one up in the infield. Second baseman, Fagerness, is there. I think I was saying Sam Fagerson a couple times. Fagerness. So Stanley, after struggling in the first inning, the freshman pitcher for Napa Vine, walking 4 Irish batters, gets Morris to pop up to lead off the second inning. And we're back to the top of the order with Cameron Richmond. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Cameron walked and came around to score the first run of the ball game in the top of the first inning. Stanley looks like he goes about 6-1. Breaking ball popped up shallow center field. Doughty got it for the second out. hung the curveball. Cameron was way underneath it, though, skied it to center field. So Stanley, after facing eight batters in the top of the first, has a chance to put the Irish down in order here. Darryl Galloway, who walked and scored in that first inning at the plate. Stanley's first pitch to Galloway, low and outside for ball one. Darryl, senior, playing in his last high school sporting event. Next pitch in the dirt, blows up the chalk on the inside line of the left-handed batter's box. So Stanley missing low and away twice now to Galloway. Darryl from the right side, takes the fastball right down the middle for strike one. A lot of orange and black in the stands. The Napavine Tigers, definitely the home team. There's a chopper to the third baseman, Lindsay, and he tosses high, and foul can't come down with it. Tried to tag Galloway, and Galloway is safe at first. So an error on the throw on Jensen Lindsay, the third baseman, similar to the Irish last inning, as Matt Jubb failed to make a play at first base that extended the inning for the Tigers, a two-out error, and a base runner for DeSales with two out. Adam Pesco at the plate now. Stanley checks Galloway. Galloway's running with good speed. There's a pop-up in foul territory. The catcher with room. Hit run there with two out. The Irish can't get anything going as Espel fouls out for the Irish in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, one Napavine error, and one runner left on base. Heading to the bottom of the second inning, the Sales up 2-0 in the state championship game. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is a lot of confusion and controversy among the public concerning what to feed our pets. But no matter which brand or type of food you choose, there are two things you need to look for on the packaging. First, look for a food that is described with the words complete and balanced. Next, choose a pet food that has been tested in actual feeding trials. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we got a couple gusts of wind picking up here as we're at the bottom of the second inning and the Napavine Tigers try to pick up the intensity from their dugout. But just as we come back in Cameron Richmond fashion, three pitches to JT Couch and a strikeout. Just as we come back. And that'll bring up Caleb Sisson, the left fielder. Sisson. Short cut, he goes about 5'7" in the dugout. Takes strike one from Richmond. Cameron working quickly here at the bottom of the second inning. Swing and a miss to strike two. Cameron ready to go again. Here's the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, swing and a miss. Leahy will scoop and then throw down to first base for the out. So back-to-back strikeouts here from the number 7 and 8 hitters. Excuse me, 6 and 7 hitters for Napavine. Now the number 8 hitter in their lineup, Tyler McCarty, a junior who was 1-for-2 in the Asotin game. Swing and a miss. Cameron has one strikeout in the first inning, trying to strike out the side here in the second. Quickly, the second pitch, swing and a miss, and a pitch over McCarty's head. Cameron is dealing it. Tigers got to be ready. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball shot in front of the plate. They say foul ball as it caught McCarty on the leg before he got out of the batter's box. The count will remain no balls and two strikes. Breeze picking up here in Centralia. But it's a welcome breeze, really. It's on the edge of warm. There's a small foul. That'll play on the right side. Here at Wheeler Field. 9 different sports fields here. And if you count the football field, there's a check swing ball in the dirt. He'll run down to first base. Leahy will throw him out at first. And Cameron Richmond strikes out the side in the bottom of second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Sales will bat in the top of third in this state championship game with a 2-0 lead. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakleys at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Just got an update from Yakima. The Lady Irish softball team playing in the semifinals against Tudor Lake. Behind 4-2, I think I said the score was. And we are in the seventh inning. They are the home team. So top of seventh, Lady Irish down 4-2 in the state semifinals. If they can come back and beat the Ducks, they would play for the state championship this afternoon in Yakima. I'm going to find my bracket. They would play at 4 o'clock. If they lose, they would play at 2 o'clock. Okay, the Irish are at the plate now against Wyatt Stanley, the freshman pitcher for Napavine. Matt Jupp will lead it off. On deck, Richard in the hole, Isaiah Standard here in the third inning. Matt Jupp reached base on a fielder's choice in the first inning. When the bases were loaded, what happened? The play was made at second base. The run scored. That was Cameron Richmond. So Matt Jupp, an RBI to his credit during the state championship game. And he has taken 3 pitches now, high and wide. Well, the breeze feels good, but it makes it a challenge to hold on to my notes out here in the stands. Here at Wheeler Field, and strike one to Jupp. Standing up in the back row so I can get a good view of home plate. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Loops into left field. That's a base hit. But Jupp goes the other way for a solid line drive single. And we have the Irish have a leadoff batter on here in the top of the third inning. That'll bring up Connor Richard. Connor had a solid RBI single up the middle his first time up. The junior stands in from the right side. 3-0-4 hitter. 13-run batted in. 14 now. 2-for-5 in the postseason. Takes the first pitch high for ball one. Coach Cox, not much for the signs with Jupp at first base. Connor at the plate. He's one with a lot of good speed. Adequate speed, not steel base and bunt speed. Connor takes the next pitch for a strike. Coach Cox with the hands on the hips in that third base coaching box. The class of the 2B classification in baseball are programs led by Kim Cox. Trying to coach his team to their 19th state title under his leadership. There's a ball hit in the hole on the left side. That's 3 for a base hit. Connor Richard having a nice day. He's 2-for-2. Jupp moves down to second base. And the Irish, solid base hit to left field by the first two hitters. Jupp now at second. Richard on at first for Isaiah Standard. Isaiah struck out looking in the first inning on a full count pitch he thought was ball 4. Shows bunt, pulls the bat back. Isaiah, sophomore, handles the bat very well. It's a 327 hitter. And Coach Cox says, same sign as last time. Just kind of spins the index finger around. He squares the bunt again, pulls the bat back, and it's high. So Wyatt Stanley, the freshman pitcher, faced 8 batters in the first inning. A relatively harmless 4 at-bat second inning. Standard squares fun again, this pitch in the dirt. With Stanley, 3 straight balls to Standard. Leahy's on deck. Irish a chance to load it up here. Have a big inning here in the third, leading 2-0 right now. Squares the bunt again, pitch in the dirt again. So a 4-pitch walk. That's the third time in this ball game that the freshman, Wyatt Stanley, has blocked a batter on four straight pitches. So Jubb moves to third, Richard to second, Sanders now third, nobody out. Factory full of Irishmen here at Wheeler Field. And Zach Leahy, the freshman who walked on four pitches his first time up, and that pitch is in the dirt. In the dirt, in the front edge of the left-hand batter's box is where Stanley's been throwing a lot of pitches to the last two batters. Next pitch is up and outside. That's one thing that the sales batters do. They get right up on the plate, and then the pitcher tries to work that outside corner. And he found it there. Strike one, Leahy taking. Two balls, one strike. Bases loaded for the freshman, Zach Leahy. 390 hitter on the season. Here's a 2-1 pitch. It's low for ball three. Infield in at the corner. Double play depth up the middle. The Fagernes twins. Here's a 3-1 pitch, strike on the outside corner. Count is full to Leahy. Bases loaded, nobody out. On deck, Jacobson, the number 8 hitter. 3-2 pitch, strike. Leahy trying to get the walk. Instead, he takes the walk to the dugout. Sanders did the same thing back in the first inning with the bases loaded. So now Tyler Jacobson will try to get the Irish going. He hits it hard right to the third baseman. He gloves it, throws it home for the out, back to first base. Fired up the catcher. Brady Whittle throws his mask, throws his gloves, and the Tigers are pumped. Get out of the base loaded, no doubt jam. We'll be back from the bottom of the third inning. Irish up 2-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station, and finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. The Tigers went to the dugout extremely excited, turning the 5-2-3 double play to put the finishing touches on the inning and keep the Irish from scoring after loading the bases with nobody out and quickly going in the bottom of the third, first pitch swinging. Matt Fagernes hits a sharp one to Eskel, who throws over to first base for the out. So now the Tigers have turned the lineup over, and Sam Fagernes, the second baseman, twin brother of Mac, who just grounded out, takes ball one low. Fagernes, the leadoff hitter, hits a high in the field. Galloway on the run. He's not going to get through. It's off the ball. Kemp is chasing as well. In with a double. Wow. That wind is carrying to the outfield, and that ball hit off the base of the wall. There's a 370 marker just to the power alley, just left of center field, and that ball hit about 30 feet to the left of that. It was about 350, I would say, away, maybe 360 to the base of the wall. So a towering shot by Fagernes. Wheeler Field holds it. He's in with a stand-up double with one out, and the Tigers, fired up by that double play to end the top of the third inning, have a runner in scoring position. Wyatt Stanley, the Napa Vine pitcher who struck out his last first time up, fouled it straight back into the chain link backstop for strike one. So Pythagoras was 1-for-3 with a double and a run batted in against Soton yesterday, and the freshman put a charge into that one. Right at the face of the wall, the Dan Hill Chevron distributorship sign. Next pitch in the dirt, blocked nicely by Leahy. Good defense by Leahy, keeping Pythagoras at second base. They say Stanley did not go, as the Irish coaching staff asked for the appeal. One ball, one strike, one out to Stanley. Next pitch is inside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Napa Vines Tigers in their first ever state baseball championship game. Richmond in the stretch, checking Pythagoras. Next pitch inside, just missed it. Stanley just about took that one on the thigh. Three balls, one strike. And Stanley calls for time and gets it. I think the Tigers have figured out we got to slow Richmond down. Now Cameron will step off, and now Irish head coach Kim Cox is going to call timeout to settle his pitcher down. And Coach Cox, veteran coach, his successes with the Irish baseball program is very well documented. And I think he can read the body language, and Cameron's getting a little frustrated. And he's going to try to settle his junior pitcher down. Cameron, obviously the stats are there for him. The 9-1 record. The .77 ERA and only 25 walks on the season. But 11 of those did take place in the Colfax ballgame. In the regionals. So Cameron's last outing was not his best. Next pitch challenges Stanley. Foul ball straight back. So the count is full. Pythagoras at second base. The Irish up 2-0. Bottom of the third. Napa Vine competing hard with the Irish right now. Breaking ball in the dirt outside. Stanley lays off. Nothing hurt there. First base was open. This makes it a little easier on the defense now. Force in first, second, and third with one out. And Cole Dowdy, junior, who was the winning pitcher yesterday, 3-1 over Soton. But he was 0-for-4 at the plate. Pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Leahy. Zach Leahy working very hard behind the plate, keeping runners from advancing on the wild pitches. Dowdy reached base on an error his first time up. Irish expecting a possible bunt. Jump in on the ground. That ball hit hard to center field. Galloway on the run. Still on the run. He drifts back, makes the catch. Pythagoras tags up. Throw to third base is late, and Pythagoras will move to third on the deep fly ball for out number two. So Napa Vine has the tying run on base. Stanley at first. Pythagoras is at third, now 90 feet away. And Jensen Lindsay was hit by a pitch his first time up, steps in. The third baseman started that 5-2-3 double play. Got the Tigers fired up here in the bottom of the third inning. Lindsay 1-for-2 with a double yesterday against the Soaks. So as soon as Richmond gets in the stretch, they call a timeout trying to break his rhythm. Now Cameron back in the stretch, first pitch. Fastball right by Lindsay for strike one. Lindsay, a junior, only one senior on this Tiger roster. Stanley, not much of a lead at first. Pythagoras in foul territory over third base. Breaking ball in the dirt. Outside for ball one. Count of the ball and a strike on Lindsay. Runners at the corners. On deck is Brady Woodrum, the catcher. Next pitch is low for ball two. Woodrum, their best hitter statistically yesterday. He was 2-for-3 with an RBI against the Soaks. He's on deck. Two outs, runners at the corner. 2-1 pitch on the way. Hot foul right over the top of the press box and out of play. And the count even at 2-2 on Jensen Lindsay. Richmond with the ball on the belt behind his back, looking in for the sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch, breaking right down the cap, and throws Lindsay for strike three. Caught him looking for the fastball, curveball, throws him up. So the Irish survive a rally by the Tigers. No runs, one hit, no Irish errors, two Tigers left on base. Three innings complete in the state championship contest. Irish up 2-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We've got a very competitive state championship game going on right now. The Irish jumped on the Tigers for two runs in the first inning. Their starting pitcher, Wyatt Stanley, the freshman, has settled down. The Irish have not scored in the second or the third. Cameron Mitchman has given up just one hit. It was a long double to Wagoness. Them, but the Fagerness was left stranded at third base. Kobe Morris at the plate for the Irish to start the top of the fourth inning. He's even in the count at two balls and two strikes with Stamp. Wind continues to blow. Next pitch is low. I was told that the flag on the flagpole at dead center field flew off the pole recently, and they've got a temporary one set up over to my left. Ball hit hard to third base, knocked down by Jensen, and popped across and got out. Jensen Lindsay, a hot corner, took that hard off the chest as Kobe hit it right on the numb screws. But the first out is recorded with good defense by the Tigers. Top of the fourth inning, Irish up 2-0, one out, Cameron Richmond up for the third time this ball game to face Stanley. First pitch over for strike one. Impressed with Wyatt Stanley, the freshman, settling down after a first inning where he gave up two runs, but the Irish could have gotten more. They left the bases loaded in that first inning. Next pitch is low for a ball to Richmond. Count even at a ball and a strike. Actually, the first pitch is a ball. That wasn't called a strike. Next pitch, chopped to the shortstop, Fagerness. He bobbles it again, and Richmond's going to be safe at first on the second air of the ball game on the Napa Vine Tigers. So the Irish will try to take advantage here with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Cameron Richmond with good speed on at first base. Darryl Galloway at the plate. Tough group to double up. Richmond with good speed. Galloway with very good speed at the plate. Darryl's 0-for-1 today. Walked and scored in the first inning. Squares to bunt. He was base hit bunting there as the third baseman was playing a step back even with the bag, and he has not moved up. So I think Darryl's on his own on that one. Coach Cox, arms folded in the third base coaching box. Here's a one-strike pitch. Galloway turns again, takes a strike. No ball, two strikes on Galloway. So Darryl will swing away and out. 2-for-8 in the postseason. 333 hitter on the season. One of three Irish seniors on the roster. Darryl takes it high for ball one, up in the eye. Now Coach Cox flashing through a lot of signs. See if Cameron Richmond is on moving on the pitch here. Stanley checks him. Goes to the plate, nobody, nothing going. The pitch is high for ball two. So after two quick strikes, Darryl has to count back to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two runs in for the Irish. Richmond on via the second. Tiger air at first base. Next pitch is also high. So Darryl, which being a whole 0-2, has worked the count full. Senior taps the bat on the outside corner of the plate. Stanley checks the runner. Still checking. Now he's going to step off. Looked like he was fussing with the grip on the ball. Now he looks into the Napa Vine dugout to get a sign. Now he's back on the slab. Richmond, not much of a lead over at first base. Next pitch low and away for ball four. So Darryl, after two quick strikes, works a walk. The second base on balls of the game for Darryl. And the Irish have something going here. One out, two on, and the heart of the Irish order coming up. Adam Eskel. 529 hitters at the plate. Adam is 0-1 today. Walked in the first, popped up in foul territory last time up. Big strike one. Adam, our Dairy Queen player of the game yesterday, winning pitcher against Adna, and went 4-4 at the plate. Next pitch in the dirt. Knocked down by Woodrum. Runners hold. Count even at a ball and a strike. Big shadow going right over the field. Airplane. I don't know if you can hear that on the crowd, Mike. Next pitch in the dirt again. Outside, scooped by Woodrum. Two balls, one strike. Beautiful, sunny Centralia. Lots of green trees out beyond center field. Next pitch low for ball three. So the Sales, a chance to load the bases again. They left them loaded in the first, had them loaded with nobody out in the third. Didn't score, and they've got them loaded again as Eskel draws the walk. So the Tigers have loaded the bases in three of the four innings in this ballgame. But a 5-2-3 double play erased the Irish in the top of the third. And now a timeout, and Coach Bullock is going to gather his whole infield at the mound and discuss this. A key moment in this state championship game. One out. Irish up 2-0, bases loaded. Check my messages. My last message, the Lady Irish softball team was down 4-2. And I've got another message. Let's see. Let's push the button. We lost 11-4. And the Lady Irish will play in the loser's bracket. They're guaranteed to beat the top five finish in the state. But they are now in the loser's bracket after losing 11-4 to Tudor Lake. And we have a pitching change. So Coach Bullock has a pitching change for us as Jensen Lindsay, the third baseman, will come in and pitch. Well, the Irish are up 2-0. Base is loaded, one out in the top of the fourth inning. When we come back after this pitching change, you're listening to State Championship Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Whether you are repairing your heating and cooling system or replacing it with a high-efficient comfort system, you'll feel the difference with Total Comfort Solutions. At Total Comfort Solutions, our team is committed to making our customers number one with premium service and constant communication. Our Lennox SLP98 is the quietest, high-efficient furnace you can buy, and for a limited time, receive no interest financing on qualifying Lennox high-efficient comfort systems. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and I apologize. It took one break too many. We missed a key play. Base loaded. The new pitcher is Jensen Lindsay, and Matt Jubb hit a hot shot to the second baseman. That was Sam Fagernes. He shoveled the ball to his twin brother, Mac, at shortstop, got the out at second base, but the throw to first base was in the dirt, and now a hit batter on the first pitch to Connor Richmond. So I'll keep score as you listen. Cameron Richmond came in to score on potential double play ball. Darryl Galloway went to third at the start of the play and then came in to score when the first baseman bobbled the ball and couldn't come up with it. So I guess we'll call that an E6 on the throw. And now we have a balk on the pitcher, on the pitch to Isaiah Stanton. So the Irish get two runs in. Eskel is out 4-3, the second out of the inning. Matt Jubb gets an RBI on the fielder's choice. The second run is unearned. Runners have just moved up to Jubb to first. Jubb is now third, and Richard moves up to second after the balk by Jensen Lindsay. Challenging name for me. And Isaiah Standard at the plate with one ball on. So two outs, two runs are in. Irish now lead 4-0. Richard at second base, Jubb at third. And Standard has just taken a strike. Next pitch, another called strike. So one ball, two strikes on Standard. Isaiah struck out looking in the first, walked in the third. Stanley, the pitcher who started the game, just switched place with Jensen and goes over to third base. Standard takes all strike three to end the inning. So the Irish load the bases again. This time, the Tigers cannot turn the double play. The Irish get two runs. Without the benefit of a hit, there were two Napa Vine errors and two Irish players left on base. We had at the bottom of the fourth inning. The sales now up 4-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
So the Irish get two runs, no hit, two Napa Vine errors, and a hit batter, and the balk. And the Irish get two charity runs and lead it 4-0. Three hits for DeSale, just one hit and three errors for Napa Vine. Cameron Richmond will face the number 5, 6, and 7 hitters. Woodrum leads it off. High pop fly. Jubb trying to find it. He can't keep his footing. Ball drops in foul territory. Matt Jubb got on his horse right away to get into the right field grass, and then the ball wasn't hit deep as deep behind him as he thought. He tried to put on the brakes to adjust to the ball, slipped and fell to the ground, and as he was falling, he couldn't flood it. So Woodrum is back. Check swing, strike two. So Woodrum gets a break as Matt Jubb can't get his, keep his feet under him on that foul ball. But Richmond ahead in the count, no balls, two strikes. Breaking ball off, plate outside for ball one. Woodrum rounded out to shortstop to end the first inning. He was 2-for-3 yesterday in their semifinal win over Asotin. Boy, there must have been a lot of orange and black on the field yesterday with Asotin, the Panthers orange and black from the Irish and Southeast 2B Conference. And the Napa Vine Tigers, all orange and black as well. Next pitch, fouled straight back. And the count is 2-2 on Woodrum. Number 5 hitter in the Tiger order. That ball hit hard. Looked like a Snyder that just kind of spun up there, and Woodrum was all over it for a solid base hit. Well, Cameron's only given up two hits, but they've both been tattooed. That was one of those line drives that was just hooking hard as it went into left field. So the leadoff man is on for Napavine, and he's the catcher, Woodrum, so he'll sit down for a courtesy runner. Try to get the number of the player running for score. Nathan Rodriguez running at first base for Napavine. Rodriguez, a sophomore. First pitch, swinging hit down the right field line, foul territory. Connor Richard cannot get to it. He'll retrieve it in the bullpen down the right side. That's J.P. Kaut with a long strike down the right field line with Nathan Rodriguez pinch running at first base. Kaut, a senior, 0-for-2 yesterday against the Soton, struck out twice. He struck out his first time up in this one. The only senior on the Napavine roster. Napavine trying to get something going in the state championship game. Swing and a miss. Actually, a check swing is Cameron has done a nice job of throwing that breaking ball right down the middle, and then at the last minute, it breaks off the plate outside, and the hitters have not been over the hold up. Fastball in on the hands and fouled back by Kyle. No ball, two strikes, continues to be the count on J.T. Kaut. Rodriguez leaning well back towards first base. Pitch in the dirt, nice block by Leahy. Zach Leahy has had some challenges here in the postseason defensively, trying to play freshman and playing a stellar game so far defensively in this championship contest. One ball, two strikes, oh, and he hits out. Cameron Richmond hits out right in the back, the second player, second Tiger that Cameron has plunked in this ball game. So the Tigers have a rally going. The first two runners are on base. And Caleb Sisson, number 7 hitter. So 7, 8, and 9 will try to get something going for the Tigers here with two on and nobody out. And we've got a breaking ball that time had been called, so no pitch, I think, is the situation there. Coach Cox giving the pitch signal to Cameron Leahy, to Cameron Richard and Zach Leahy. Fouled at the plate, bounces back for strike one on Sisson. Rodriguez running for the catcher, Brady Woodrum, is down at second base. Woodrum led off with that solid single, and then Kaut, the senior, at first base. Hit by the pitch. Breaking ball off the plate outside, and Sisson lays off. Watching some of his teammates go after that pitch. Coach Brian Bullock has the Tigers in the state championship game for the first time in their school's history in the baseball program. And now he'll field that chopper foul down the left side. Sisson, a junior, was 1-for-3 with a double yesterday against the Soak. Struck out in the second inning of this one against Cameron Richmond. One ball, two strikes on Sisson. Nobody out. Two runners on. Irish up 4-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Cameron snapped that one off. Nice out there. Cameron gets the strikeout to start the inning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strikeout for Cameron. And that'll bring up the number 8 hitter, Tyler McCarty, another junior. Strikeout victim to end the second. Rodriguez takes the first problem by getting left field. Rodriguez is going to score. Hit for the time off the bench. And the play is dropping down. But it fails. Gives up a run. And gets the field because it's a nice feeder field setup. They've got chain link fencing in front of the dugout. Otherwise, that wild throw could have been in the dugout. So we will not give an RBI to McCarty on that, as Rodriguez pinch running was going to hold up. But then from the left fielder, Jackson Kent bobbles the ball, he scored. So Napavine is on the board. The Irish are still up 4-1, but two runners are in scoring position now with one out. The number 9 hitter, Max Fagernet, who grounded out to third base his first time up, takes strike one. The Napavine fans cheering on their Tigers. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That breaking ball out from the plate has really kept the Tigers. Guessing. Here's the two-strike pitch in the dirt. He swings on it. This one goes all the way to the street. Hunter's going to try to score. Leahy's got him at the plate. Takes it by himself. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that there's not much room here behind home plate at Wheeler Field. That's the one spot on this field that I, in my opinion, is not championship level. It's probably, 10 feet behind home plate, and Leahy pitched in the dirt. He spun, got the carom, and then hustled the home plate diving to tag out J.J. Kaut at home for the second out. On the strike three to Fagerness, he is safe at third base. McCarty moves over to third. But now two outs, one run in. Back at the top of the order to Sam Fagerness. Fagerness, a deep double to left center field off the base of the fence, and Darryl Galloway is backed up considerably in center field now. One ball to Fagerness. Runners at the corner. He pops this one out of play directly over my head and just out of play. One ball, one strike to Fagerness. So, two hits, a hit batter, and an error on the Irish that led to the first run. Fagerness loops this one into center field. Galloway the towering double last time up. Back the outfield is up, and this time he drops long in front of Darryl Galloway for a run scoring single. So McCarty scores from third. And runners at the corners, the Irish lead at 4-2. Five hits now for Napavine. Each team has now committed three errors. That ball high in the middle. Tyler Jacobson will run into center between the mound and second base and squeeze it. So the Irish get out of the inning, but Napavine gets two runs on three hits. There were two Irish errors. I think they scored two errors on that one play, one on the bobble in left field and one on the throw. So the Tigers, two runs on three hits, two Irish errors, and one runner left on base. Two runners left on base. Four innings. And the Irish have had their lead cut in half, but they still lead 4-2 as we hit the fifth inning. I'm 100.7 FM, KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500. Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
As we come back, Zach Leahy, line drive, base hit, right up the middle. We actually missed the first two pitches, both strikes on Zach. So with two strikes and no balls, Zach Leahy, the freshman, rips one right back up the box. So things are heating up in this championship game. Each team scores two runs in the fourth inning. We're now in the top of the fifth. The Irish lead at 4-2, and Zach Leahy, the leadoff hitter, the catcher. He's now in the dugout, and Chris Lopez, the courtesy runner, is on at first base. That allows Tyler Jacobson now at the plate for the Irish. Jacobson bumps it down the third base side. It's a beauty. Stanley fields it, hustles over, and throws to first base and hits Jacobson, but on the play, Lopez will move down to second base. Nice Sacrifice Bunt by Tyler Jacobson. Right down the third base side. No chance at the runner at second base. So the Irish are 4-2. Runner in scoring position. Kobe Morris, number 9 hitter for the Irish. He's 0-2 today, 200 hitter on the season. He's had struck to the task, though, in the postseason. He has 3 postseason RBIs. Walked with the bases loaded a couple times and had an RBI single yesterday in the hit parade against Adna. Little chopper back up the middle, second base. He's going to glove it, Fagernest over to first base for the out. On the play, Lopez moves over to third. And Cameron Richmond, little chance to do some two-out damage here. Cameron up for the fourth time in the game. The Irish leadoff hitter is 0-2 today, but he's scored twice, reached base on an error by the shortstop his last time up. Had a big day yesterday going 2-for-3. Off-speed pitch, he fouled it straight back. No balls, one strike on Richmond here in the top of the fifth inning. Irish up 4-2. Scoreboard has changed some hit statistics. They now have each team for 4 hits and 3 errors. They had Napa Vine for 5 hits a little bit ago. My score sheet has them for 4. 3 of them coming in the last inning in the bottom of the fourth, and they've scored their 2 runs. Pitch in the dirt, knocked down nicely by Woodrum. Count even to the ball and the strike on Richmond. Beautiful sunny day here in Centralia. Fluffy clouds coming in off the coast. It's straight up above the field, nothing but blue skies and sunshine. Next pitch low to Richmond. Jensen, the junior. Next pitch, curveball popped up in the infield. Count. First base is battling the wind and makes the catch. So Napa Vine scores 2 in the bottom of the fourth. And after a leadoff single by Leahy, puts the Irish down 1-2-3 at the top of the fifth. The Irish lead it 4-2. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSM.
Spaying your female dog is part of responsible pet ownership. Most veterinarians agree that the time to spay a female dog is before her first heat cycle. Spaying a female provides freedom from unwanted puppies, birthing complications, and a significant decrease in the risk of uterine infections and mammary cancer. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Checking my cell phone during the break. We know the Lady Irish softball team is lost in the semifinals to Tudor Lake and will play at 2 o'clock in the consolation bracket. The best they can do now is finish third place, but they're guaranteed at least the top 5. Good job by Coach Russ Bear's girls. And then the track team is competing in Cheney. Have not received any updates today on that. There's first pitch swinging, one hopper right to center, toss across for the out. You can probably hear the gusty wind on the crowd mic. That was Cole Dowdy, as I have to keep all my sheets in hand, standing out here in the nice sunshine. So Cole Dowdy is out 6-3 to start at the top of the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Jensen Lindsay, who came on as a relief pitcher. The base is loaded back in the third inning. And it's been solid for the Tigers. He takes the first pitch low for ball 1. Next pitch, strike on the outside corner. Cameron's given up 4 hits. Cameron's defense has been shaky behind him, having committed 3 errors. He's also hit 2 batters. Strike 2 on Lindsay. 1, 2, 3, 4, counting up his strikeouts, 5, 6, 7 strikeouts for Cameron, but next pitch in the dirt blocked by Leahy. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jensen Lindsay. The junior hit by a pitch his first time up, struck out looking to end the third inning. Next pitch right on the outside corner, and he's a strikeout victim again. Second out of the inning. Now bring up Brady Woodrum. Woodrum singled, and then scored. Actually, Rodriguez, the pinch runner, who was running for the catcher, Woodrum scored in the last inning. Woodrum one for two. Takes strike one. Next pitch fouled at the plate for strike two. Just trying to record Cameron's strikeouts by inning. It's a little easier for me to count them up. Seven strikeouts going into this inning, eight total now. Next pitch pops up high in the infield. Matt Jubb drifting, battling the wind, makes the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Irish. No runs, no hits, no errors, no Tigers reach base. We go to the sixth inning of this state championship contest. The Irish going for number 19. They're six outs away, leading 4-2 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakleys at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
All right, let's see if the Irish can play a little add-on here in the sixth inning, leading 4-2, but Napa Vine's hanging around. A lot of even numbers up there on the board. Four hits for each team, three errors for each team. Two in the first for the Irish, two in the fourth for the Irish, two in the fourth for Napa Vine. The Irish have the lead in the most important column up there, this R column. Four runs to two. Darryl Galloway will tuck his shirt in as he steps into the plate to lead off the top of the sixth inning. The senior, possibly his final high school at-bat here coming up. Breaking ball over for strike one. Darryl is 0-for-1 today, but he's been on base every time. Walked and scored in the first, reached base on an error in the second, walked and scored in the fourth. Next pitch is inside, count even in a ball and a strike. Eskel is on deck, Jubb in the hole. The three seniors scheduled to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, Darryl fooled way out front, fools all the way around on that one. Nice pitch by Jensen Lindsay. The juniors came in to pitch here in the fourth inning. That's a breaking ball, hung and hit hard into left center field. Center fielder is going to cut it off. That's Dowdy holding Galloway to a single, but right up in his eyes on the hanging curveball, and Darryl deposits it into left center field for the leadoff single. That'll bring up Adam Eskel. Darryl, good speed over at third base. You know he wants to make something happen here. Final time he puts on an Irish uniform. Gets a lead at first base. Jensen checking him. First pitch calls strike to Eskel. You know, yesterday, talking to Adam after the game, I asked him to describe what he does at the plate that's kept him from striking out all season long. Hopefully we didn't jinx him. We're one, maybe a bat away. Ooh, ball strike. That pitch was in the dirt, low and away. Well, no balls, two strikes. Adam says when I set strike, get two strikes, I shorten up my swing and just try to get my bat on the ball. Set up way outside. Throw over to first base. Galloway is fast. So, Adam, 529 hitter, 29 RBIs on the season. He is 0-for-2 today. Down no balls and two strikes. And we've got a whistle and a balk is called as Galloway was going on the pitch. So Jensen Lindsay called for his second balk of the game. That'll move Galloway down to second base. The umpire's repositioned now in the black shirts. One moves down the third baseline. The other moves just to the first base side of second base. Here's a two-strike pitch to Escalon. He hits a base hit into right field. Galloway's going to score from second base. So Adam Escalon says, I'm not going to strike out this year. Two-strike hitting. The second baseman was playing close to the bag, keeping Galloway close. And Adam hit it right where he would have, could have, should have been and just runs the ground ball into right field for the RBI. So the balk, I think Darryl would have stolen the base anyway, put Darryl in scoring position, and the Irish get one back and now lead it 5-2 as they've led off the sixth inning with back-to-back singles. Now Matt Chubb, the third Irish senior at the plate, takes strike one on the outside corner. Matt is hitless today, but he's reached base twice on ground balls in the infield, and both those ground balls led to runs. Actually, Matt Chubb has a base hit to right field, so he's unofficially 1-for-1 with two RBIs today. Throw over to Ed Eskel is gets him sliding back. Adam leads the Irish in bases stolen with 14 on the season. Talented senior. The RBI singles over there at first base. And now another balk call on Jensen. Jensen Lindsay having issues, his third balk. And I think what he's doing is not coming set. He's going to the stretch, immediately throwing to the plate. You've got to have a definite pause in your stretch. So now Eskel's down in scoring position after another balk. And Matt Chubb, with one strike on him, a chance to pick up his senior classmate, Adam Eskel. Irish up 5-2. Matt stands in from the left side. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, hits Matt Chubb in the foot, and he'll go down to first base. So Matt Chubb reaches base. Irish trying to put up a big number here in the sixth inning and put this one out of reach. They're up 5-2. Two on, one is in, nobody out. Connor Richards is having a very solid day. He's 2-for-2, was hit by a pitch by Lindsay his last time up. Hits a ground ball down third base. Stanley retrieves it. Eskel's going to run away from the tag. Stanley gets him for the out, but good job by Adam Eskel. He does not run into the tag. Coach Cox claps, points to the head. Good thinking, and those are the things that don't show up in the box score. So Adam Eskel is tagged out, but he prevents the double play. So one out. And Richard is safe at first on the fielder's choice. Jubb moves down to second. And Isaiah Standards at the plate takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Isaiah is 0-for-2 today. He struck out twice and walked. Big plays offensively yesterday for Isaiah against that ball fouled just to my right and out of just over the Wheeler Field of fencing. And it'll be picked up by one of the Oakville players. The 1B state championship game to follow between Oakville and Colton. So one ball, one strike on Isaiah. Yesterday, 3-for-4, a double, and four RBIs in a 13-0 five-inning win over Adam. Next pitch is in the dirt. Jubb at second. Richard at first. One run is in here in the top of the sixth inning. The Irish now lead it 5-2. Next pitch, strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes on Isaiah Standard. There. Breeze continues to blow. Now Lindsay with the pause, and Isaiah will step out. On deck is Leahy. Lindsay in the stretch again. Definite pause this time. That ball pops high on the right side. Second baseman Fagernes will drift over and make the catch. Infield pop-up. Second out of the inning. Now bring up Zach Leahy. Solid line drive, single up the middle, his last time up. If he can do that again, chance to score Matt Jubb from second base. Leahy, 1-for-2 today. Lindsay, first pitch on the way, low and inside for ball one. Zach stands in from the right side, tall, lanky, 6'4" freshman. Done a nice job behind the plate catching today. Quartered out at home plate on a wild pitch. Takes the next pitch for strike one in the outside corner. On deck, Tyler Jacobson. Richard at first, Jubb at second. But now two outs as the Irish have put a single number up here in the sixth. They'd like to put a crooked one up. Next pitch is high to Leahy. Two balls, one strike. Breeze picking up again, actually blowing some dust through the Wheeler Field infield. One hopper down to Stanley, knocks it down, going to have to get off a quick throw. Leahy's going to beat it. Base hit for Leahy. Well, no, they'll call that an error on Stanley, but good speed by Leahy. We'll see how they score this. Yes, it's an error. So an error on Stanley. Has not been a clean defensive game. The seventh error between the two teams. And now the bases are loaded for Tyler Jacobson. A chance to break this one open here in the state championships. In the sixth inning, the Irish are 5-2. The base is loaded. Third time this game, the Irish have had the bases full. They left them full in the first inning that scored two runs. They left them full in the third inning, loaded them up with no outs and did not score. Hits a hard one down to Stanley. One hopper, he stabs it and steps on third base. Well, the Irish get a run on two hits. There was one Napa Vine error and three Irish left on base. Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. DeSales up 5-2 in the state championship contest. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Napa Vine Tiger faithful urging their team and the Tiger players in the orange jerseys trying to get the talk going in the dugout. They're down 5-2 with six outs left. Cameron Richmond trying to slam the door on them. There's a pop-up in the infield on the second pitch at the bottom of the sixth. Caught over on the right side by Tyler Jacobson. That was J.T. Kaut, the only senior on the Napa Vine roster. Probably his final at-bat of his high school career. And he pops up on the right side of the infield. The wind has made those pop-ups a bit challenging for the defenders. First pitch, fastball to Caleb Sisson. Swing and a foul straight back. Sisson is a junior. He has struck out both times. Cameron Richmond, 8 strikeouts in the ballgame. swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Napavine has not been able to lay off that straight curve. And there's another one in the dirt, swing and a miss. Leahy will toss it down to first base for the out. You got to trust your catcher to throw that pitch, and Leahy has done a nice job. I think that's the third time there's been a strikeout pitch in the dirt. And that's not an easy throw for the catcher down to first base. And he and Matt Dove have executed it nicely. Tyler McCarty, who singled and scored in the fourth inning, is at the plate now. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball in the dirt. So that off-speed pitch really giving the Tiger hitters fits now as Cameron Richmond's finding a groove. Good enough. Four hits in the ballgame. There's another curveball. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The Benders. And McCarty, a junior. One strike away, swing and a miss. Looking for the local. Got the express that time. Fastball right by him. So Richmond records a couple strikeouts, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 strikeouts now for Cameron Richmond. We'll go to the seventh inning. The Irish looking for the 19th state title, one inning away. They lead it 5-2 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Is your energy bill skyrocketing? Are you tired of that noisy old heating system? At Total Comfort Solutions, we can help. With our high-efficient Lennox products and our 100% guarantee, now is the time to upgrade. Total Comfort Solutions takes pride in making your comfort our top priority. Our people are passionate about making your customer experience the best it can be. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868. That's 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Jared Koopman's going to lead off the seventh inning. Kind of a player favorite. Jared, a junior, very nice kid, works hard at practice. Not getting much time on the field here the second part of the season. And Coach Cox is going to give the junior an at-bat here, hitting in the place of Kobe Morris. Two balls now on Jared Koopman. Koopman goes about 6'7 plus. He's a tall, lanky junior. 2-0 pitch, taken for strike one. Thought Coach Cox might filter some guys in yesterday in that 13-0 win over Adna. Shortened by the 10-run rule, stuck with the lineup. Here in the top of the seventh, Koopman at the plate. Takes ball three. Three balls, one strike. Teammates want him to hit. Irish sensing victory here, up 5-2. Against Napavine in the top of the seventh inning. WIA representatives getting ready for the tournament bracket and banner and trophy presentation, something that Irish fans have become very accustomed to, but it never gets old. And Koopman works a walk, and now he'll sit down, and Jackson Kemp will come in and run. And now Cameron Richmond will stand in. Cameron, looking to be the winning pitcher today. And actually, we're going to have a pitching change. So the Irish up 5-2. They have the leadoff batter on at first base. And we'll go ahead and take a quick break and come back during this pitching change. Irish up 5-2. You're listening to Irish State Championship Baseball, 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus, linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia.
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Coach Brian Bullock is going to give his senior, the only senior on his roster, a chance to close out his career on the mound. J.T. Kaut. The senior will move in from first base onto the mound. Also into the game for Napavine is Tanner DeCoker, the junior who played yesterday against the Soak, as Jensen Lindsay, I think, just went to the dugout. Cameron Richmond takes strike one from Kaut. Cameron has scored twice today. Officially, unofficially, he's 0-3 in the ballgame. Yesterday, 2-3 with a double, a triple, and two RBIs in the semifinal. Hits this one hard to left field on two hops. Left fielder knocks it down, and Cameron has the base hit. Jackson Kemp, pinch running for Koopman, who led off with the walk. And now Darryl Galloway. The senior will get a bonus at bat here in the seventh inning. When he was up in the sixth, I thought it might be his last chance. He got a base hit, moved to second on a balk by the pitcher, and scored on an Adams Eskel single. Darryl is 1-for-3 today. Scored three runs in this ballgame. Three of their five, excuse me, wild pitch all the way to the backstop. Kent moves up to third. Richmond to second. As Woodrum chases it. There comes that big traveling trophy, kind of burnt bronze baseball mitt, and DeSales has their nameplate on there 18 times. Three outs away from putting it on there a 19th time. Galloway takes strike one as the trophy presentation crew gets ready. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Galloway. Breaking ball up for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Darryl's fifth at bat. Tigers have made the Irish go the distance in this one. DeSales jumped on them early, 2-0. Irish went up 4-0 after four innings. Napavine's answered with two runs in the bottom of the fifth, or bottom of the fourth, excuse me, where they've got three of their four hits. The Irish committed a couple errors. DeSales has settled things back down and now lead 5-2. Swing and a miss with a pitch in the dirt. And the count has gone full on Galloway as I missed the ball there a moment ago. 3-2 count on Darryl. Runners at second and third. Chance to pick up a couple of RBIs here. That pitch is up and away for ball four. The Tigers don't like it. The Tiger fans, that is. That's terrible, they say. And the bases are loaded for Adam Eskel. Adam, 1-for-3 today. RBI single is last time up. That pitch over for strike one to Adam. Well, grand salami would be a great way for Adam to end his career. He has the only home run this season for the Irish. There's a kite flying in left center field just beyond the fence. The same for that. Ball low. It's a good kite flying day. It's not so wildly windy that the kite's going to get ripped apart, but there's a pretty consistent breeze and some wind. And, of course, this has been here all weekend, and I just now noticed that there's quite an osprey nest on an old dilapidated light pole beyond the left center field fence that I just noticed. So they have a bird's eye view of the game from there. As I babble about things that don't matter, Adam has worked the count to 3-1. Come on, Adam. Take a swing. Let's go for the grand slam here. Kaut, no place to put Eskel on the 3-1 pitch. and it's up and away for ball four. So Adam, ever the disciplined hitter, takes ball four. The Irish, Jackson Kent will walk in from third base, and the Irish get a little insurance up 6-2. Matt Jubb will now stand in, hit by a pitch his last time up, right in the foot. He stands in from the left side, takes ball one from Couch. One hit for Jeff today. J.T. Kaup getting a lot of encouragement. The only senior on this roster. Fans really trying to encourage him. Swing the best. Miss the matchup. Tell you what, Matt's swinging for the fences here. Down that right field line. If you get it right down that right field line, it really jets in. I would say it's about 290 to 300 feet if you yank one right down the line. And he rips this one hard, but it's on the ground through the hole on the right side. Galloway will score from second, throw to third. Eskel slides in under the bag. So Richmond scores easily. Galloway right behind him. A two-run single for Matt Jubb, and the Irish are opening it up here. Winning going away. Up 8-2 here. Now up to eight hits in this one. Runners at the corners. One out. So Matt Jubb, four RBIs today in his final performance. DeSales Sr. Now at the plate, Connor Richard. Connor has a couple of hits today. He pops this one high and out of play. Off the asphalt just behind me. Connor, a junior. 2-for-3 today. Breaking ball high for ball one. Count evens at a ball and a strike. So the seniors have done some things. Darryl Galloway has scored four runs. Adam Eskel's got a couple RBIs today. Matt Jubb has four RBIs today. Connor Richard trying to add to it. Oh, he's hit in the left shoulder. The Sales hitters are not going to make a huge effort to get out of the way of the ball. It's a badge of honor to take a shot and get on base. And Connor has been hit twice today. Matt will load the bases for Isaiah Standard. Three runs on the board for the Irish here in the top of the seventh inning. They now lead it 8-2. Isaiah, first pitch up and over the head of Isaiah, drops that bat, keep it out of the way. So J.T. Kaup, third pitcher for Napa Vine, the only senior on the roster, struggling here in the top of the seventh. Swing and a miss to the high fastball. Count even at a ball on the strike. As the wind becomes a little brisk right now, the kite is down in left center field beyond the fence. Next pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Irish hitters crowd that plate. It's hard for the opposing pitcher to get on that inside corner, but Count did there. Bases full of Irishmen. Leading 8-2 in the top of the seventh in the state championship contest. There's a fly ball to center field. Dowdy gets back, makes the catch. Tagging at third is Eskel, and Adam Eskel will score a run in the state championship game in his final appearance. An Irish uniform gives the fist pound to Isaiah Standard, and the Irish players, in a show of respect for their senior teammate, all greeting him as he comes in. So the Irish have scored four in the seventh and now lead it 9-2. Standard is the first out of the inning. And now John Crowley will hit for Zach Leahy. Crowley, a sophomore, getting the at-bat. The eighth Irish player to come to the plate here in the seventh inning. Only one out. And that was just recorded as the sacrifice fly scores a run. First pitch to Crowley on the way from Couch. It's high for a ball. Napa Vine fans a little restless at the strike zone, getting a little frustrated maybe down 9-2. That pitch in the dirt barely made the dirt in the grass, and Coach Cox says, okay, don't come down here as if Matt Judd stays at second base. 2-0 to Crowley. John, a sophomore. Waves the bat across the plate. Next pitch is also high. I missed the pitch somewhere. That's ball four. So Crowley walks. Richard moves to second. Jubb moves to third. And the bases are loaded for another pinch hitter. I think, yep, this is Chris Lopez. Lopez hitting for Jacobson. So Coach Cox doing a good job getting all his guys in here in the seventh inning. Now Max Buckley. Kim Cox policing things here, making sure that Lopez checked in. Now he's trying to get Max Buckley an opportunity to run. Max Buckley's going to come in and run for Matt Jubb at third base. Coach Cox trying to get all his guys in the lineup so they can say they participated in the state championship contest. Up 9-2 with one out. Chris Lopez, the ninth Irish batter here in the seventh inning, takes strike one. It's one of those games where the final score is not going to indicate that it was a pretty darn good ball game. Irish scored two in the first, two in the fourth to lead 4-0. Napa Vine answered back with two of their own in the bottom of the fourth. It was 4-2 till the Irish got one in the sixth, and now they've put up four here in the seventh. Swing and a miss by Lopez. One ball, two strikes on Christian. He's a junior. He'll be back next year. At this point, making the 1B fans wait. Colton Wildcats, also from District 9, getting set to take on Oakville in the 1B state championship game to follow this contest. Lopez has worked the count to 2-2. Count, the senior, 2-2 pitch on the way. Foul straight back by Lopes. On deck for the Irish, Jackson Kent. Going to get a chance to hit. He has been DH'd for by Kobe Morris. Next pitch is high to Lopez. Count's full to Lopez. Base is loaded. Nobody, no place to put Christian. Irish up 9-2. Next pitch way outside. So Lopez walks. He'll get an RBI in the scorebook. And Max Buckley, Irish freshman, will come in and score a run. In the state championship game. Now batting Jackson Kent. As Coach Cox is able to use this number 8 spot in the lineup for the second time for a pinch hitter. Jared Koopman led off the inning, pinch hitting for Kobe Morris, walked and came around to score. And now Jackson Kent, another Irish junior, working against Couch, ball and a strike on him. The Irish have batted around here in the seventh inning. They now lead 10-2, five runs, doubling up their total from earlier in the game when they led actually 5-2 going into this inning. So they have doubled up their total. Next pitch is high and inside to Kent. That pitch catches the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes on Jackson Kent. Sales looking like they'll win their 19th state title. Tigers just three outs left against the Irish ace, Cameron Richmond. He's given up two runs on just four hits. Kent fouls it back. Count stays at 2-2. Number 9, 1, and 2, the batters scheduled up for Napa Vine. And there's a face hit, line shot single by Kent. That will score Richard. as everybody moves up 90 feet. Nice line drive single for Jackson Kent. Nice way to end his season with an RBI single. Connor Richard scores. Crowley's now over at third base. Lopez is at second. And now Connor Hoft will bat. Richmond's spot. Andrew Anderson, still in the Irish dugout. I think he's the only player that hasn't been in yet. One out on the Irish, base is loaded. Hoff stands in from the left side, talented sophomore. Had a hard time finding playing time this year. Count even at a ball and a strike on Connor. Coach Cox doing a good job getting all the kids in the ball game. It's been a tough year turnout-wise for the Irish. I think they had between 14 and 16 players on the roster most of the season. Not able to play any JV games, so Kim Cox has tried to find opportunities where he can for his younger players. Hoff takes the ball. Nice memory for all these reserve players, able to say that they participated in a state championship game. 3-1 now to Hoff. 3-1 pitch is low and inside. So the merry-go-round continues. Hoff will get an RBI. As coming in to score is John Crowley. And a meeting at the mound, and they're going to switch pitchers again. J.T. Kauf, the senior. Likely his career is over. Tosses his hat to the dugout. 7 to Sales runs here in the seventh inning. They lead it 12-2. Pitching change. We'll get that information to you when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Nathan Rodriguez is a new pitcher. The Tigers having a very frustrating seventh inning here in this state championship game. The Irish have sent 11 batters to the plate. They've scored 7 runs on just 2 hits so far in the inning. 2 hits. 3 hits, 6 walks. 3 hits, 6 walks, a sacrifice fly, and a hit by pitch. A little bit of everything. Not a grand slam, though. I was calling out for that. Now, the Irish now will have Andrew Anderson. I think that does it for the Irish roster, as Anderson will hit in Galloway's spot. Andrew, a freshman. Then Adam Estill will be on deck. I want to see a grand salami. Nathan Rodriguez is the new pitcher. He's a sophomore for Napavine. Napavine appearing in their first state championship game as a baseball program. First pitch over for strike one to Anderson. Andrew swinging a miss with the next pitch for strike two. Andrew, a freshman. Hoff, freshman at first base. Kent, junior at second. Lopez, a junior at third. Here's a two-strike pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Woodrum. And a long inning for the Tigers, especially for the catcher. Nate Woodrum. Brady Woodrum. Swing and a miss by Anderson, and he's out. And the Napa Vine fans cheer that. And here comes Adam Eskel. Okay, Adam. His sixth at bat of the ballgame. Bases are loaded. And the umpire, I think, has said, let's put an end to this. He calls that a strike as well off the outside corner. He's probably getting tired back there as well. Next pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Woodrum. Adam, one hit today after going 4-for-4 yesterday in the semifinals. Walked and scored here earlier in this inning. Walked with the bases loaded for his second RBI of the game. Next pitch also strikes well outside. Well, Adam has a chance to go a whole season without a strikeout, but he's got to swing at anything remotely close here. One ball, two strikes. That pitch is in the dirt. Bounced in front of the left-hand batter's box, so Adam able to lay off that one. The umpire mercifully has widened the strike zone considerably here in the top of the seventh. Sails up 12-2. It's 5-2 when this inning starts. Foul tip in the glove, caught, and Adam Eskel. I jinxed him. Adam, in his last at bat of his career, strikes out. His first strikeout of the season. And Nathan Rodriguez can hang his hat on that. Yeah, nobody at the 2B level could strike Adam Eskel out, but I did. So Adam strikes out. 7 runs, 3 hits, no Napa Vine errors, nobody left on base. Well, the Irish are 3 outs away from the dog pile, which is a tradition for the Irish. The 19th dog pile opportunity, just 3 outs away as they lead 12-2. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KSL.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Cameron Richmond was the winning pitcher last year in the state championship game. He beat Adna 5-0. He's got a 10-run lead right now with just 3 outs left. It'll be the number 9, number 1, and number 2 hitters for Napa Vine. Mac Tigernet. Freshman shortstop is 0-for-2, reached base on a third strike. Oh, there's a shot right to the edge of the third base dugout, and Colette Tompkins, I think, got out of that way of that ball. But I think dodging from the ball, she hit her hip on the chain link. But the moms and dads have their cameras ready to record more history for the Irish baseball program as they're 3 outs away from charging the mound. And there's a strikeout for Cameron. That makes a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 strikeouts for Cameron now. And back to the top of the order, Sam Fagernes, the one player that's given Cameron some trouble, a double and an RBI single in 3 at-bats. Strike 1 to Fagernes, twin brother of Mac, who just struck out. He hit a towering double off the base of the fence in deep left center field. Then his next time up with the outfielders backed up, he line drive to base hit to center field in front of the outfielders. Next pitch through the wickets of Leahy. 2 balls, 1 strike. I missed the pitch. Sunny Centralia, Washington, the site of what looks to be the Irish's 19th state title. Fagernes hard but foul down the third baseline. The chink of the aluminum bat. Jared Kootman will hustle out of the Irish dugout and go retrieve that baseball in the left field line bullpen. Richmond, sidewinder, low and outside. 3-1 to Fagernets. Oh, 3-2 as I forgot to record that foul ball. 3-2 pitch, low and away, and Fagernets draws the walk. So Matt Provine's got a base runner. They need a lot of them. Irish up 12-2. Appavine came into the game with a 15-7 record. The Irish another 20-win season under their belt. Breaking ball to Wyatt Stanley. Stanley, a freshman, started on the mound, gave up 2 runs in the first inning, but the Irish left the bases loaded. And he gets the ball hard down the third baseline, past the diving Adam Eskel. Base hit for Wyatt Stanley, just a freshman. From Appavine, giving their fans something to cheer about, what's been an excellent season for them. They won their district championship, and they won 2 at the regionals to get here to the state semifinals and into the championship game for the first time in their baseball program's history under head coach Brian Bullock. 2 on, 1 out. Cole Dowdy, junior, takes high for ball 1. Only 1 senior on the Appavine roster. 3 DeSale seniors on the field for the final time. Adam Eskel over at third base, Matt Jubb at first base, and Darryl Galloway out center field. 2-0 now to Dowdy. Richmond working in the stretch. Ball hit to the right side on the ground. Jacobson bobbled it to his leg, and the bases are loaded. Air on the Irish. So, Appavine has the bases loaded with 1 out. And Jensen Lindsay, their cleanup hitter, who struck out twice in this ballgame, is at the plate. Actually, that's not Lindsay. That's a pinch hitter, number 20, Tanner DeCoker. DeCoker will hit for Lindsay. Swing and a miss, or foul back. Now, next pitch is in the dirt all the way to the screen. Nobody moves. Cameron, a little keyed up. Wants to finish this strong. Get the Coker in the score sheet of the seventh. Wind continues to blow. Cameron gets a new baseball. 1 ball, 2 strikes on the Coker. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swing and a miss by the Coker. Cameron's 12th strikeout and Appavine down to their last out in the 2014 season. Brady Woodrum, the junior, will bat with the bases loaded. He has 1 of the 5 Appavine hits. He hits it high in the center field. Darryl Galloway is underneath it. He squeezes it, and that's the championship. Eskel slams Richmond to the ground. Adam Eskel, that is a form tackle, and Cameron Richmond took the rough end of that. He's just laying there, and Galloway will top it off, and the Irish dogpile at the mound. A lot of fans from both schools on there. Beat DeSales wins their 19th state title, 19-2. Let's see what Cameron Richmond does. He's on his back. He's up. And high-five and Matt Jubb, none the worse for the wear. The Irish will line up and shake hands with the Appavine Tigers. We'll be back with a happy total. DeSales wins their 19th state title, 12-2 over the Appavine Tigers. We'll be right back on KHSS 100.7 FM.
Choosing new flooring or countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget. Whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds, we use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call 522-0176.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
When we say that Community Bank is local money working for local people, it means quite a few things to us. It means that we use the money you invest with us to benefit the people in this community by making loans for homes and businesses. It means we utilize our best resource, our employees, to volunteer in local programs and projects aimed at improving our communities. And it means that we contribute to the local economy by supporting the businesses and nonprofits in the area. Come see us to find out what local money working for local people means to you. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as the trophy presentation's underway as the Wheeler Field crew gets the field ready for the 1B championship. Snafu by the TA announcer said 1B by accident. Not sure if you could hear that on the crowd. 19 state titles for the Irish. It's got a nice wave from Rick Hall. His son Brian, a part of many moments like this in his high school career. If you're watching the championship game. That's the line score for this 19th title for the DeSales Irish. The Irish line score, 12 runs on 9 hits. They did commit 4 errors and left 15 runners on base. Both teams left a lot of runners on. They scored 2 in the first, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth, and then blew it open in the seventh inning with 7 runs. Napavine held in check through the first 3 innings, got 2 back in the fourth inning. Irish went 4-2 at that point. The Cameron Richmond would shut them out the rest of the way. 2 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors, and Napavine left 9 runners on base. Cameron Richmond finishes his junior season with a 10-1 record, the winning pitcher. He struck out 12 and walked 1, 2, 2, hit 2 batters. 12 Ks, 2 walks, 2 hit batters for Cameron. Gave us 5 hits as they changed the scoreboard from 4 to 5 up there. The Irish win it. We'll be back with more happy totals and wrap things up here from Centralia. The sales wins their 19th state title. You've been listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A dog's eyesight is different than our own. dogs see well in dim light because they have more of the specialized rod cells on their retina than we do. And even though dogs can't see shapes as well as we can, dogs are better at detecting motion. A dog's eyesight is roughly equivalent to 20 over 75, meaning they see at 20 feet what a human can see clearly at 75 feet. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Irish fans. A lot of photo opportunities there in front of the third base dugout. Sales wins it 12-2. Kim Cox getting a lot of handshakes as he's very familiar to this site. A lot of hard work by he and his main assistant coach, Clint Hale. And I know sometimes these get people think, well, God, it's their 19th title, but it's special to be able to watch the parents and the kids have these special moments and all the hard work of the whole season and the off-season payoff here on the final day of spring sports. The Irish win 12-2 over Napa Vine. Well, Cameron Richmond, the winning pitcher, let's go down the line score for the Irish. I'll just go straight down the score sheet. Cameron Richmond, 1-for-4, scored 3 times. Connor Hoff drew a bases-loaded walk and got an RBI in that slot. Darrell Galloway, 1-for-2 officially. He got on base every time today. The senior scored 4 times. Andrew Anderson was 0-for-1 in that spot. And Adam Estill, the senior, was 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs today. But he struck out. He did strike out on the last bat of his high school career, his only strikeout of the whole season. In the regular season, his batting average was .529, 29 RBIs, 14 stolen bases. He was 4-for-4 yesterday with 3 RBIs. Sportsmanship Award winner, Dairy Queen Player of the Game Award winner, and I jinxed him. Talked about him not striking out all season, and on a foul tip to end the inning, he did strike out. And I was hopeful that this would happen. Yesterday I made a request that the seniors come up and talk to me. And Adam came up, but Darrell and Matt Jubb did not. And usually there's so much revelry going on the state championship celebration that the guys don't come up. But here they are. So let's talk to them. Darrell,
how you doing, Mr. Spies?
I'm doing good, man. Okay, can you hear me?
No, I can't.
You can't hear me? Now can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Hey, what was it like to squeeze the final out of your career?
Oh, my goodness. That ball came to me, and I was just thanking God when it was coming down that we finally got the third one. It felt really nice.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at the line score. You scored 4 runs today, but you just kept finding ways to get on.
Yeah, I kept finding ways to get on. You got to do what you got to do, work the count, try to get the pitch count up, new pitches in, and things fall in place.
Yeah, this is one of those games where you look up 12-2, but it was a lot closer game than that throughout. Talk about, I don't know how much of a scouting report you guys had on Napa Vine, but just, what did you think were some key moments today against the Tigers?
I remember the first inning when we put 2 runs up right away, we had a jump on them. We knew Cam, heck of a pitcher, he's going to do his job. We had to put runs on the board, and we did early. They battled back, but we put some more on in the end and put them up there.
Oh, they're taking the pitch out there. You guys are missing it. You're here with me. They'll have to Photoshop you in there. Hey, Darrell, one last thing. I did not get to teach you in the sixth grade.
I missed out.
Well, yeah, you did, man. most of these kids I get to see go all the way up through the system. You came in high school, but I did have the opportunity to coach you, and you've experienced the Walla Walla Catholic Schools now. You're going to graduate this week.
Beautiful thing.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
So sports-wise, academic-wise, whatever, any reflections as you get ready to graduate?
Man, I'm just so happy that I'm able to come into the Catholic schools. It's a big family. We're tight and close, and being able to win 3 state titles, bringing it back for DeSales, putting it back on the board, feels really nice. I'm happy I got to be a part of it.
Yep. Well, I'm happy that I got to watch you be part of it. Daryl, see if you can hustle out there
right.
on the picture. Well, speaking of hustles, Matt Jubb will be our final visit of the 2014 season. And I'm sure your mother and Auntie Elaine will find a way to listen to this on the archives.
Yeah.
You better make sure we do a good job. Matt, senior year, you're a lifer in the Catholic school system.
Yeah.
What's it like to end your career here in the state championship?
Oh, it's really great this year, especially because I actually played a lot more this season. And I got to enjoy it with my friends, and it's good to end it in the state championship game.
Yeah, you talk about getting to play a lot this year. You're a good example of a Walla Walla Catholic school athlete. You had a very good player in front of you at first base in Tim Cottle.
Yeah.
But you paid your dues, and you're a big part of this win. You had 4 runs batted in today in a variety of ways. Statistically, you're 2 for 3, a couple of those, you know, line drive hits.
Yeah.
And had a little tough play there at first base early in the game, but who cares about that now? But just general reflections about your career at DeSales.
I'm just really happy that I got to play with in such a small community, and I really cherish the moments that I had with my friends and classmates. And I'm glad it ended on such a high note.
19th state title and off to Boise State next year.
Yeah.
All right, go Broncos.
Yeah.
Go Irish. Go out there and enjoy your teammates in center field.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Matt Jubb and Daryl Galloway, very gracious to come up. A lot of photo ops out there in the outfield. Moms running around with their cameras saying, just one more, just one more. So Matt will go out and maybe try to get in one more of those pictures as the parents continue to wander out there and take photo ops. Well, hope we did get to talk to all 3 of our seniors this weekend. Adam Eskel yesterday and Daryl Galloway and Matt Jubb today. Well, they kind of interrupted my discussion of the scores, but Matt Jubb was 2 for 3 with the 4 RBIs. Max Buckley came in and ran for him and scored a run in that 7th inning. Connor Richard, Irish junior, 2 for 3 today with an RBI, and he was the Sportsmanship Award winner today from the Irish. Isaiah Standard, the sophomore yesterday, a big 3 for 4 day with a double and 4 RBIs. Today, Isaiah was 0 for 1, 0 for 2, 0 for 3, but he did have a sacrifice fly for an RBI in the ballgame. Zach Leahy, the freshman, was 0 for 1, 1 for 2, 1 for 3 today. Batting in his spot, John Crowley walked and scored a run. Tyler Jacobson, the junior, was 0 for 1, 0 for 2, 0 for 3. Did have a sacrifice bunt to contribute. And then batting in his spot, Chris Lopez walked with the bases loaded to get an RBI. And then in the number 9 spot, Kobe Morris, the 8th grader who is designated hitter today, he was 0 for 3 at the plate. Jared Koopman pitch hit for him, walked and scored a run. And then Jackson Kent, as the Irish batted around, he laced the line drive single for an RBI. So Jackson goes 1 for 1 with an RBI. Everybody got in the ballgame. Congratulations to the Irish head coach, Kim Cox. We're going to take one more break, and I'm going to check my text messages to see if I get any updates from Spring Fest, track meet in Cheney, and the Lady Irish softball team competing in Yakima. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap up this state tournament broadcast on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla.
Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So the Irish family, you heard both Daryl Galloway and Matt Jupp mention that. Circled around just beyond the second base dirt of the infield, staying out of range of the infield sprinklers, taking some final photo ops, cherishing the moments of this 12-2 victory over Napavine, the 19th state title under the leadership of Irish head coach Kim Cox. Great program that Coach Cox runs, and I think most people, but unless you're right in there as a teacher, coach, colleague, you don't realize how much work year-round goes in to our baseball program, and all of our coaches across the board in the Catholic schools work very hard. But Coach Cox works hard for his young men and the families of the Irish players so that they can enjoy these lifetime memories, the 12-2 win over Napavine, the 19th state title for the DeSales Irish, and for the three seniors, Adam Eskel, Matt Chubb, and Daryl Galloway, it's now on to bigger and better things, more memories, as they will graduate this coming weekend, baccalaureate mass Saturday morning, graduation in the DeSales gym Saturday evening. Well, it is Spring Fest weekend. I've tried to share what I could find out with you regarding the performances of other teams representing the Irish around the state this week. Of course, the golf information is complete. Lon Olson took 8 golfers, 4 boys and 4 girls, to the state golf tournament on the west side of the state earlier this week. The boys finished 2nd overall as a team. 3 of the Irish golfers on the boys' side finished in the top 10, led by Luke Lyons, 8th place finish. Jared Conan and Scott Kimball tied for 10th. And then on the girls' side, Emily Baumgart, just a sophomore, ran away from the field. I guess you can say that in golf. She shot a 73-71, which is legit at any level. Congratulations to Emily, the District 9 champion and the state champion for 2B girls golf. She was 43 strokes ahead of the second place finisher. So things are looking good for Emily the next couple years at state golf. But a 73-71, very impressive. So congratulations to the boys team finishing 2nd. Congratulations to Emily Baumgart. And congratulations to head coach Lon Olson, who guided the golfers to those performances. The softball team under head coach Russ Vera is playing as we speak in Yakima. They won 2 games yesterday, got into the semifinals of the bracket, lost to Tudor Lake at noon. They're playing to finish in the top 4 right now against I don't know who. I did not get any more updates, but the Lady Irish took it all the way to the semifinals before dropping into the losers bracket. So congratulations to them. And our track team, I have not gotten any more updates on the track team, but I know that several of Mike Shields' tracksters were competing in the finals today. The 4x200 relay team on the girls' side, Brittany Lemon, Stacia Deal, Skylar Olson, and Allison Wujek are in the finals. I know that. Allison Wujek was in the finals in the hurdles today. She was also competing in the high jump today. Skylar Olson, just a freshman, was competing in the shot put. Anna Ruthven was competing in the 800-meter run, and the 4x100 relay, which featured Lemons, Deal, Wujek, and Amy Elmenhurst, competed. And on the boys' side, I know that Isaac Mata was in the finals in the 800-meter run. I know that Isaiah Scheel was competing in 4 events, 2 relays, the 100-meter dash, and the long jump. But I have not heard, other than Mata making the finals, I have not heard any results on the boys' side. Juan Cortez competing in the 3,200. And relays, the relay team for the boys, Dominic Kelgard, Isaac Mata, Braden Kimball, and Isaiah Scheel. And Sergio Pena is competing in the 300 hurdles. And having saved the track results for the last and mentioning Coach Scheel, that also reminds me of the most important thing we can be thinking about in Spring Fest week, and that is the Scheel family. Gabe Scheel, a student in the preschool at Assumption, suffered a significant seizure event a couple weeks ago, and there were some other medical complications that went with that. He is now in intensive care at Sacred Heart, struggling mightily for life. And so the Scheel family, Mike and Tanya, Dad, Mom, and Gabe's brothers, Josh, Isaiah, Timmy, and Simon, can all use the prayers of the Walla Walla Catholic Schools family as Gabriel hangs on to life at Sacred Heart Intensive Care Center in Spokane. So we'll pray for the Scheel family. We'll pray for our graduates this weekend, this coming and next weekend. Pray for safety and travel on the way home. Just pray, pray, pray for all the parts of our family, the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. And the Irish boys, under head coach Kim Cox, will head home with the 19th time with the traveling state tournament trophy and get that nameplate on there for the 19th time with a 12-2 win over the Napa Vine Tigers. Well, this ends the 2013-2014 sports season on KHSS. Football team made it to the postseason. Girls basketball team made it to the final day of the state tournament in basketball. That was a lot of fun under head coach Tim Duncan. And then here we are in Centralia, Washington, and the Irish boys take home the state title. It's been a fun year. So enjoy your summer. Please patronize all of our great sponsors, because with all the expenses of postseason broadcasts, I could not be over here on the west side. Well, I guess I could. Bringing you this broadcast without their support. And a big thank you to Rod Fazzari and his wife, Kim, Two Hearts Communications, doing a great job bringing Irish athletics onto the airwaves. Of course, Dan the Man and his brother, Paul, and Dan the Man, I call him, for covering things back at the studio this year. With that, I'm going to say God bless, enjoy your summer, and we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.